Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
941, 19 till 10, Father's Day weekend approaching. I lost my dad back in 1996, and he was young. He was almost 70 years old, And one thing I really miss is that I didn't get to ask him a lot of questions that I wish I had asked him. And now, as a guy that's getting along in years, not 68 or anything like that, but just I think that there are so many questions that children today could ask their father that they're going to wish that they asked them that they don't. And sometimes parents and children, adult children, struggle over things to talk about. How was your day? Okay, how was your day? Fine. When in fact, there is a plethora of things that you could discuss, that you could learn about your parents, that I think you're going to want to know at some point in the future. And I say that because Jeffrey Mason joins us now, creator and founder of the best-selling Hear You storyline of guided family keepsake journals. My son, and I do have a son, gave me a copy of Dad, I Want to Hear Your Story for Father's Day, and I thought it was the most remarkable thing I've ever seen, and one hell of an idea. And with that, we welcome in Jeffrey Mason. How you doing, Jeffrey?
Great, great. Good morning. So sorry to hear about your dad, but well, I love that your son passed on and wants to know about your life.
But tell me about the impetus for this, because this is something, I guess what resonated with this, about this with me, is that organically, I felt this. It's like I try to get that message out, and I've tried repeatedly to tell grown kids, talk to your parents, because when they're gone, again, having gone through what I've gone through, you're going to miss not being able to ask that, because you're going to get to the point, if you're 20 now and they're 40, you're going to get to the point where you're 40, and maybe they'll be with you and maybe you won't, and you're going to wonder, what was it like when you were 40, and what did you go through as a person, not my parent, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. No, I never intended to create a journal. Back in 2018, my dad was being stolen from us by Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And I just had this, you know, my dad was of that generation where he didn't share a lot. He led, he provided, he disciplined. He was my dad. And I just had this regret and grief. And I wanted to meet Tommy, which is my dad's name.
Oh, really?
I already knew my dad, but I wanted to meet Tommy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so one night I just wrote down all these questions that I wish, you know, he and I could sit down and talk about and just, you know, learn about him as a person more than just my dad. And I was able to sit down with my aunts and my uncles and my mom and friends of his and get a lot of the stuff. And gosh, the more I learned about him, the person, instead of him, my dad, I saw all these connections. I saw how we were alike. I saw so much of him and my kids. It kind of washed away some of that stuff that builds up sometimes between fathers and sons. People started asking about the questions, and so I'd make Xerox copies, and I finally said, I'll make a book. And it's just been amazing to see what's happened.
I'm sorry about your loss, because I've lost family members with Alzheimer's. And I know it's terrible. Where did you get, like, the questions? Were these all yours, or did somebody come up with them?
No, they were all just me. Just up one night, I couldn't sleep. Like I said, full of regret and grief, and just started, you know, the things that I wanted to ask him. And the ones now in the book are definitely a little more advanced over the years. Mm-hmm. I've gotten better and better at writing the questions, and I've talked to folks and said, hey, how about this question? How about that question? But they're all kind of organically just from, you know, like I said, my need, my desire to meet my dad.
You know, I started the show today at 6 o'clock kidding around by saying Father's Day is coming up, and fathers have this mystical, magical thing attributed to them, as do mothers, really, in a way, but in actuality, I don't know, are you a father or not, Jeffrey?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I have three amazing daughters, yeah.
So you know that we're just guys, we're just women that have kids, and then we try to figure it out as best as we can, right? But as parents, we don't, as children, we don't realize that. We look at our parents as these entities, mom and dad, and don't realize that ultimately they're just men and women, guys and gals, boys and girls that had babies, and as a result, did the best that they could to raise them. What's been the response of these series of books?
Gosh, it's been just so gratifying, overwhelming. I get emails from folks, like I get emails from, I have a mother's book. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always for moms. I just had no idea my kids wanted to learn about my life. You know, this past week I got an email from this young, just turned 16-year-old girl who had given her dad my book at Christmas, mm-hmm. and he gave it to her filled out for her 16th birthday, and she said it was the best birthday present she got, because she suddenly saw how they were kind of alike in so many ways, where she thought, you know, they weren't really alike. I just think the more we all sit down and talk, we kind of see how we're more alike than different, and then how connected we are. It's just been amazing. It's been the gift of my life.
And that's what resonated with this so much about me, because you realize, again, that we're all just people, that you have a lot more in common than you realize, because you get separated by the titles of mother or father or son or daughter. What are some of the things you learned about your dad? I'm just curious, if you don't mind sharing them.
No. My dad, I always knew how creative he was. But like, for instance, my dad grew up in Houston, Texas, late 50s, was a senior in high school. And I found out from my uncle that like once a month, he would sneak out of the house. My granddad was kind of a strict guy. He would sneak out of the house. He would ride his bike or hitchhike, because I guess you did that in those days, and down to the local little radio station there in Houston, Texas. And he had a midnight show for an hour playing real 1959-60 rock and roll.
And you didn't know that about him at all? You had no idea?
No. He never shared that with us. And that's the kind of thing that I would brag about every other hour if I did that as a kid.
Well, so, having been on the radio, I can tell you it's not that big of a deal, Jeffrey, but I understand where you're coming from, because you would never envision your dad, a late night DJ, right? What did he do for a living?
It's always fun. My dad was this wonderfully creative man. He would have a job and be one of the best at it. And then he would have a hobby on the side. Mm-hmm. And he would just go in deep on that hobby and learn everything about it. And before you knew it, that hobby was a job. Become really great at it. Meanwhile, he had a hobby on the side. And it was just constant routine. He made furniture. He was an amazing photographer. He made golf clubs, for goodness sakes. Mm-hmm. He just did everything. There was a period when in the 80s when money was hard, and he drove 18-wheelers across the country for a couple of years to pay for the family stuff. So, he did what dads do. He did what it took.
Well, thank goodness for him and y'all. He got out of radio, I'll tell you that. when it comes to your children giving, I guess you filled these out for your kids or not?
Yeah, that's typically what it is, folks will.
But have you done it for your children?
Their mom, I have done half of it, and they've been on me to do more of it. So yes, and it's I may be a little more open than my dad was with me, but they still say I always hear from my kids. I had no idea. I had no idea you would do something like that. So I guess it's nice when we can see each other as, like you said, just people trying to figure it out versus this mom or dad title.
You know what else I love about it is, to me, it seems like, first of all, I would encourage you, Jeffrey, not that I'm one to give you advice, but to write it down before you forget, because your memory is going to fail you eventually, not to the extent of Alzheimer's or anything, God forbid, but it does. Sometimes details do escape you, right? And your kids would love to know them. So I would advise you to get on it, as I'm going to have to get on this book and start filling it in. But it's such a great idea, because as you said, it serves as two gifts. One, when you fill it out to receive it, that your child cares that much about you. And secondly, when you give it back, that you're giving that information back to them. And I know, I hope people aren't misunderstanding what I'm saying here, but I just think this is the most remarkable thing I've ever seen in my life. And I know it seems like it was just out there and it was maybe a simple idea, but you thought to do it. And the other thing I would say is that it would be a good idea for adult children to pick up. And maybe, if you talk to your parents and they live a long way away, or you don't see them that often, and sometimes you struggle for conversation or at holidays, I think this would be a good prompter, some good prep for time spent with your parents to ask them some things about them.
Yeah, I mean, if your dad's the kind of dad that's not going to sit down and fill out a book, then sit down with him, grab a plate together, grab a glass together, and just kind of talk through the prompts, it's such an amazing conversation you can have, just learning these little bits of pieces and just kind of using the book as a way to kind of guide the conversation. And I mean, it's amazing the places that you'll end up and the things you'll learn.
What was the process for selecting your children's names? Who is the inspiration for each of your children's names? What were your main goals and priorities during the time of your life becoming an adult? What could the teenage version of you teach you today? I mean, these questions are just fantastic.
That question.
Huh?
Yeah, that teenage one is a great one that I love.
Did you ever skip school? And I would say this, that even if you're a parent and your child gives you this, I would suggest you be as open as you possibly can. And if you don't want them to know, just hang on to it until you're gone and leave it as part of the estate, and then they'll find out the real you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've received a couple of emails from folks that it's always the dad. They gave the book to the dad, and they never, heard back on it. Sadly, he passed away, and they would find it in his stuff. Mm-hmm. And they all said the exact same thing, where, the focus had been on the loss of him, and then suddenly they had this book was filled out in his handwriting, that was a story, and suddenly it wasn't just loss, it was like, he was, his life was here also, and they just were so grateful they had it, that they found this amazing gift that they'd left behind for them.
And just when I think I've covered every angle, you bring up handwriting, which is another one.
Yeah. I mean, I do have folks that say, hey, can I type this out? And there are ways to do that. But I always mention I have recipe cards from my grandmother. And the ones that are handwritten in her handwriting now that she's gone, it's like I'm cooking with her when I use those. Well, it's that blue ink. It's that loopy handwriting. It's just amazing to do.
Tell me about the series. I have the one for your dad. Tell me what else is in the collection. Who else? Dad, I want to hear your story.
We have mom. I want to hear your story. We have grandmother. We have grandfather. We have aunt. We have uncle. When people email me and say, hey, do you have one for this? Have one for that? And we'll go make one. We have your step-parents, just all the gambit. I mean, we have one just, if you're not a mom or dad and you want to share your story, we have that as well and tell your life story.
And where do you get them?
You know, the easiest place right now with Father's Day a couple of days away is, you know, there in the New Orleans area, Barnes & Noble's is fully in stock. I looked on the website this morning. Mm-hmm. You can also get them at pretty quick shipping on Amazon. And if you have a little bit of time, you can go to our website, hearyourstorybooks.com.
Well, I got to tell you, Jeffrey, I got this yesterday. We reached out to you overnight, last minute, and you came on, and I appreciate your time. I really do. You don't need me to help you sell books, but I think this is something that can legitimately help people and make people's lives better. I really do.
Yeah, thank you. And that's really the whole point thing is we just want people to sit down and connect and talk to each other.
Amen.
We all think we're connected because of social media, but we're not.
Yep.
Amen. And a conversation will change so much of that.
Happy Father's Day to you, my friend. Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you, my friend.
We will find out what Newell's got planned when we come back, WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.